Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show tonight. Hello, Minister Onis. How are you doing tonight?
Blessings on this wonderful Monday evening. Blessings. How are you?
I am blessed, blessed, blessed. Feeling good, you know. Was a little worn out over the weekend. We went to, you know, be with our family this weekend. My cousin got shot, so we laid him to rest this weekend. And, you know, just got the opportunity to be around family. And we had a good time in the Lord. And only the children of God understand that statement. Amen.
Hello. Hallelujah. Hello. Amen. Hello. Hello. In this day and time, you know, we can't. There's so much craziness, so much senseless going around. So when you get around other saints, you have to pull from one another to uplift one another and, you know, just, you know, declare the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Come on, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that God is a keeper, praise God. Amen. As long as we keep our mind stayed on him, praise God. Amen. You never can tell a person, you know, what they're going through if you went through it. But we do, everybody can witness that God is a healer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm just so excited about the Lord and what he's doing here in Houston. Just a couple of things want to run by you. First, tell us what's going on at Amen over there with Apostle Wonderful. You got anything coming up you want to share with us?
Yes, yes, yes. Every year we celebrate our woman, our leader. You know, I call her our warrior princess, our, you know, master intercessor with her love service, her appreciation service, August. Let me check the date. Let's see, August. Starting out August Friday night, August the, August the 26th, that Friday night, we having a Friday night Holy Ghost party with Pastor Cheryl Smith, who, you know, the last time you came and ministered with us, you know, she spoke a word into your life. So Friday night she'll be coming back on the 26th, on the 28th. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. We'll start at 2 p.m. with Pastor Phillips, Cheryl, Pastor Sheila Phillips, of New Temple Praise, Houston, Texas. Awesome, 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 powerful woman of God. She's been through some things and she's coming out. You know, she's been through the fire and I think she come out and I don't even think she was smelling like smoke. I think some will catch that tomorrow.
Yeah, they're good.
She, her husband, she lost her husband during COVID. Another awesome apostle, pastor, teacher, singer. Oh, I miss him. He was my songbird. He was my songbird. But she is still holding up the Bloodstained Banner. She's doing an awesome job of it. And 2 o'clock Sunday, August 28th, which is my apostle's birthday, she will be bringing us the word. And the subject for this year is the Oracle of God. Revelation 2:29. So
come on.
We welcome one. We welcome all. Our doors, our arms, our hearts, our minds are open. We welcome you. We guarantee you won't leave the way you came.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Very excited about that. Praise God. Amen. I'm checking calendars and everything. I love being in the house, amen, when y'all celebrate the woman of God. I love it. Look, I don't go as, look, I know people call me apostle, but I don't go as an apostle. Listen, if it's time for me to fall, I'd run, shout, dance, holler. Woo, glory to God. When you walk up in the house, glory to God. Look, everybody got smiles on their face, praise God. Everybody is hugging and ready to shout. And look, let me tell you something.
From the first beat of the drum.
Oh,
my God, we have an awesome, our youth pastor. It's so awesome. I told him I'm going to just snatch that keyboard from you one Sunday. Just throw it out the door. I'm just going to snatch it from you. Oh, my God. And it just, they show out when company comes, Apostle. They just show out. Oh, God. But you know what? We come in this day and time. We have to, as the saints, you know, come together and invite people to come and celebrate our Lord and Savior. Feel the joy that you can have. You know, so much going on, you know, just as you've experienced, so much craziness is going on. You have to have a place where you can just let go. Just, you know, praise God. You know, just praise God unlimited. You know, just let go and let that saying truly the joy of the Lord. You know, people praising him, people tapping in, people plugging in. And, you know, if you're a little weak, hey, I got a little strength for you. Come on, baby, I'll run with you till you feel it. You know, we don't have no problem with that. Come on, baby. Come on, look. Come on, run with me. Run with me. I run you till the Spirit fall on you and me too, even the more.
Come on.
We just don't have a problem with it because we are helpers one to another.
To another. Amen. Amen.
You know?
Hallelujah.
So,
and I
just come.
And it's amazing that you're talking about that, being a help one to another. Sometimes we forget what we're supposed to be doing. Life in here, praise God. I want somebody to really get what I'm about to say. Amen. You be in
come
the middle
on,
of your
child,
and then God will send somebody that needs you in the middle of your trial. You have
to
be careful about your attitude while you in your trial, because God will be sending somebody for your breakthrough in the middle of your trial. Come on.
Come on, man.
Glory to God. We be talking about, they don't understand. Come on, Pim. They don't understand what I'm going through. They talking about they self. That could have been what God wanted to use to shift your situation. Come on.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
You got to be careful about your attitude when you going through. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a good subject tonight. Oh, my God. Teach on it, Apostle. That is so good.
Think about it. Have you ever noticed when you in the fight of your life, somebody show up in need? Come on,
baby.
God is trying to do a spiritual transaction, and you need to be. Amen. That's why you say you got to keep your mind stayed on.
Come on.
Whatever you sow in your trial or tribulation, praise God. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap that back, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Glory to God. So just be careful, glory to God. Just be careful.
That's so important. Be careful how you handle people, period. You know.
Yeah.
You can't say, well, they caught me on a bad day. No. When you are on assignment, see, and let's go here for a moment. You know, and you're gonna understand what I'm saying in the spirit. You know, people want titles. Come on now. People like titles. Okay, but what you forget, a title is not just a word, especially in the church. A title is not just a word. You have to be knowledgeable of the spiritual aspects of every title that we have or that we want or that we seeking. You know, we want to be called missionary. We want to be called elder. We want to be called minister, prophet. Pastor, reverend, apostle, bishop, you know, we want these titles. These titles come with responsibility. Spiritual responsibility. You can't act like you want to act. You can't talk like you want to talk. Come on now. You have
to know
what led by the Spirit.
You are now a spiritual being.
Pastor Cheryl, she had me laughing at my birthday party. She used to tell me, you know, that she used to push her husband. Her husband was in the military. She said she got in trouble. She said if she put her hands on him one more time, that she would be put in jail. She told me, I didn't do nothing but push him, but they said he is government property. When he took that oath to serve and protect the United States, he became government property. Don't put your hands on him no more. I laughed. She was like, you know, she was so sincere, so real with it. But in the spiritual aspects, it says, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm.
Come on.
You don't have to have prophet on this, Janice, or anyone in front of your name. But when you sign up and you say, and God say, take my yoke upon thee. My yoke is light.
Come on.
You have taken. You are no longer your own. Your whole body belongs to God. So your thinking, your actions must reflect those of Christ, our Lord and Savior. You can't be out here acting any kind of way. And therefore, people can't treat you any kind of way. We should be mindful how we treat each other anyway. But when you take on the assignment of being one of God's elite, You can no longer go back to your old way of thinking. It's just not possible. You can't do it. Hallelujah.
Amen. It's just like they say, it's just the truth. Glory to God. It's just the truth. Amen. Another thing, I talked to a woman of God today named Dr. Allen, and she put me on program, praise God, to come and minister at her church. I want to read the details, glory to God, of this flyer. It's going to be in September, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I believe, praise God. And when I tell you, amen, the title is already in my spirit, praise God. I, I want you to come out, praise God. And look, let me tell you something. I know we already gave you a power-packed service to go to. Ain't nothing wrong with setting you up a spiritual tour. Come on, hallelujah. Places you going to be in place. Ain't nothing wrong. Get your calendar book out. Come on.
I'm ready for some massage. Come on.
The 3-day thing is going to be September the 2nd, September the 3rd, and September the 4th. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's the Vineyard Place International presents Anointed for the Journey. Amen. In this conference. Lord have mercy. Amen. We're going to have speakers, praise God, Apostle Dr. Deborah Edwards, praise God. She's coming from Cincinnati, Ohio. Amen. Apostle Dr. Amen. Aquila Davis. She's local right here in Houston. Amen. Gonna have me, Apostle Cook, praise God. Amen.
Ooh,
gonna have a power speaker, Pastor, I believe it says Janet, amen, Martinez, praise God. It's gonna be power packed, y'all. Amen. And amen. They have it's a $35 registration. They're gonna have vendor tables, praise God. If you wanna come, look, this is opportunity. Amen. It's gonna be a lot of people in the house, praise God. Amen. If you wanna be a vendor or whatever, I'm gonna give you the number for you to call, which is 832-512-6562. It's gonna be at 10609 West Park Drive, Houston, Texas, 77042. Now, that's a Holiday Inn. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to be in the West Chase Ballroom. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm going to be speaking on Sunday. I spoke, amen, with Dr. Alma Allen, and she told me that they're doing something different, and God, look, it's amazing how God connects me to his people. Amen. It's this amazing thing. I get so excited about when God begins to add, amen, amen, to the roster of women of God that I know. Amen. When I met, amen, Mr. Onis, amen, and then that divine connection, glory to God. Now, with this divine connection, this woman of God, Dr. Allen, has a seminary school, praise God, amen. She has a lot, praise God, that God is using her to do, praise God, amen. So I'm excited. Also, the day that I speak, Sunday, September the 4th, I'll be speaking at their 11 a.m. service. Amen. It was a great honor to do so. But we're going to be talking about anointed for the journey. My God. Listen. God has already been dealing with me about this title, praise God, about what he wants us to know. Amen. So you would do good to be in the house. Get you a vendor table. Amen. Get you a vendor table. If you have a book, if you're an author, if you have a business, whatever it is, amen, this is going to be a blessed event. Amen. Hallelujah. And just consider it sowing into yourself. It's going to be 3 days. On the second Friday, it's going to be at 7 p.m. On the third Saturday, it's going to be at 10 a.m. And then again on Sunday, praise God, the fourth at 11 a.m. Hallelujah.
Well, I will be in the house. I will be there that Sunday the 4th. I will be there to support you. Yes.
My God, look at God. Amen. I love it. I love it. And let me tell y'all something. Me and Minister Onis, praise God, when God Lord, have mercy. We don't have no problem speaking what God gives us. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You got to be bold in it, saying, say that the kingdom suffer violence, but the violence
Come
take
on.
It by force.
Take it by force.
You know,
you better preach.
Yes, you have now, to be humble and strong all at the same time. That's a very meticulous place to be in.
Amen. And just a quick nugget. Because y'all know, look, we're going to get it. I always love for the Holy Spirit to move. I don't ever have a set title, amen. We just go with how the Holy Spirit, amen, leads us. But for that conference, I just wanted to drop this note because I think it's so important. They're going to have a Christian counselor there, amen, a board certified, praise God, Christian counselor, amen, evangelist, amen, Catrice Jones. She will be in the house as well. This is going to be awesome.
Amen.
I'm imparting in you, or I'm teaching you, amen, about networking right now. This is just a nugget. Amen. This is a nugget. Glory to God. This right here is what I call an all around, you know, when God is concerned about the whole man, amen. So
yes.
He's concerned about your business. He's concerned about your spiritual life. Come on. He's concerned about your heart. He's concerned about you. Glory to God. He's concerned about your journey. So this will be a great, great opportunity for you to show up, amen, get fed, praise God, amen, and get blessed, hallelujah, amen.
Ooh,
I got all
that's
these
exciting.
I got all these announcements.
Oh, my God, yes. You know, I love meeting people. I love good preaching, good speaking. It's something about God's energy, the people that you've been through some things and you're standing up here by the strength of God, and God strengthens you and he words your mouth and he gives you what the people need. And that's just, it's just awesome. It's just, if I could just, you know, be honest here, I've never had this kind of feeling when I was hanging out in the clubs, Apostle.
Club.
Let me just go on and be honest. I ain't always been saved. Hi, glory to God.
Amen.
I got some nail scars to show you in my hand. Hallelujah. But I never experienced the energy, the spiritual connection when somebody is speaking and tell you how I got over.
Come on.
Glory to God. And I survived, and they standing up there. And it's something about them when they looking good. You know, they may be 80 years old looking like they 50 and tell you what they've been through and just the energy that they have, you know, and how God has blessed them and brought them out and sustained them and beautified them. There is nothing like it. And they can tell you, baby, you can make it. You can make
Come
it.
On.
Let me tell you what God
Come
can
on.
And what he will do. He has
Come
no
on.
Respect a person
Respect
because
a
when
person.
He claims you as one of his own, he will lead, guide, and protect you every step of the way. All you got to do is trust and have faith.
Trust
and it's
Hallelujah.
Awesome. It's awesome. It's so very awesome. And you can feel the sincerity. When
yes.
you can feel the sincerity of what they're saying and they build your faith up and they build your strength up and, you know, and that's why, you know, people don't understand preaching takes a lot out of you, Clint.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
When you allow the Spirit to fully use you, it takes a lot out of you because you are sustained by the Spirit for that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. I got it marked on my calendar. I sure do.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a good time in the Lord. We'll have a good and I wanna say this because I go through times where I don't go out, I don't move around, I don't, you know, I go through times like that. This ain't one of them times, y'all. This is one of them times where if the devil telling you to not do, you need to do it. If the devil, come on, amen. I want to talk to your anxieties. I want to talk to your complacency. I want to talk to your laziness. I want to come against that procrastinating spirit. I want to come against it right now because those things are what are causing you to miss opportunities. You ask God. Show me what to do. God, show me where to go. God, show me. Look, and then you run across this podcast. Come on. I'm just going to bless somebody. You run across this podcast. This is for you tonight. You need to be in the house, Lord of God.
Yes, yes.
In the look. Apostle Wonderful, praise God, has set an atmosphere in that place. If you need healing, if you need breakthrough, you need to be in the house. I'm going to ask woman of God to drop the address one more time for me. Hallelujah.
It's 4112 Victory Drive, Houston, Texas, 77088. Hallelujah. Amen. Please come.
And
please come, you know.
Y'all have y'all done the flyer? Just send me the flyer.
I texted to you. We have a young lady in the house that does a beautiful job. I told her, you showing out. You doing videos, short videos. As flyers now. Okay, so if you check your text, yes, and if godly, you know, please post that for us. It's two awesome women of God, two very awesome women of God.
It's on my page right now. You got to be there. That's what I'm gonna put. You got to. I know y'all saying, is that correct? You got to be
Yes,
there.
And then, you know, we have powerful women in the house, you know, powerful prophets and, you know, people that are not afraid to speak into your life, you know, to give you insight as to where you're going or where you need to go, you know. And they don't mind tarrying. Now, I'm going to tell them right now, Apostle, you know, if you're looking for a quick service. Come on now, because, you know, the old people, they don't carry anymore.
Come on.
They don't carry with you anymore.
So don't. Come on now.
But you know what? It was something that I was looking at last night, and Apostle, I want to put this before you, and I just want to, you know, we all have our way of thinking, and, you know, you and I, we're pretty much on the same, you know, level as far as, you know, like we say, you know, people don't tarry with you anymore and, you know, the old gospel way and, you know, and how things have changed. I was looking, I sat up last night and I watched the Stellar Awards. And I was kind of lost as to what was really going on. Was it a spiritual program or was it a hip-hop program labeled spiritual?
Talk to us, woman of God. Talk to us. Because I haven't seen it. So...
Well,
talk to us.
I'm quite well. Sure. BET will be. You can see it on BET. It's going to be running for a while. It was just aired last night. The apparel. Some of it was very revealing for women of God. The dress overall, the music, the dances, the verbiage. I don't know. It's just not trying to be judgmental. Maybe I'm just not up on what's going on these days, but I just kind of felt myself just kind of lost, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, it didn't, I don't know, I don't want to pass judgment on anyone because I don't know how God is giving each one their assignment. But I do think if that was your assignment, it was kind of out there because I saw very secular apparel,
mm-hmm.
very secular, very revealing in some aspects.
Mm-hmm.
The dancing, the rapping, anybody who was trying to be saved and you wanted to feel like, oh, I can still be out in the world and still enjoy, you know, and still be saved, it would give them this type of vibe.
Yeah.
There was no separation between spirit and world.
Mm.
They spoke of God. Thank you, God, you know, the music, you know, or whatever. But for the most part, it was just, I don't, you have to see it to really know it, you know, how I have to, just in case I'm not expressing it fully, you know. It was like the church was held in a nightclub type atmosphere.
Mm.
To sum it up.
My Lord, I hate to hear that. I'm going to have to tune in and see and really get a view of it and see, you know, because we also have to keep in mind, too, we're in the last days, you know. And then I also take in consideration the generation as well, you know, not judging or anything like that. But, you know, it definitely is praying time. It definitely is.
It's definitely praying time. Definitely mm-hmm. praying time. It
Amen.
Is.
Amen.
It is. And I understand our culture. Our culture is very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
But it says, come mm-hmm. ye out from among the world. We're to be separated.
Amen. Amen.
And I know that things have changed, you know, down through the generations, even from Christ being here, and things have changed, you know, the music, you know. I'm quite sure, you know, that when Kirk Franklin came on the scene, many didn't accept him. Who's another one? Let's say Donald Lawrence. You know, but he's more, you know, still on that choir type music. You know, he's put out some pretty, you know, dynamic music or whatever. They gave Ricky Dillard, he won an award last night. The performance was very colorful. I'll just put it like that. He was very colorful.
Mm.
Very colorful.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Many were very colorful last night.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm going to go and I'm going to watch it probably on tomorrow, so we can really, really talk, you know, talk about it, because I like to see when I'm talking, I know what I'm saying, you know, but. We the Word of God said that it would be wickeder. This time would be, you know, children would be more wise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just different prophecies that have come forth. And we have to look at over time the evolution of the church over time.
Mm.
You know, we went from choirs to praise teams. We went from, you know, no pants in church to skinny jeans in church, you know, to tights. We went, and I'm not saying that we're not, I wear pants. I'm not, I'm talking about the evolution for those that are listening. We went from, like you say, we went from choir robes to people wearing everybody wear the same color shirt and wear the same color, you know, bottoms. It was an evolution it took place. For example, when I went down home this weekend, and when I was a kid in the country, the hills were high. You know, they were real high. And the land sat a certain way. You know, every time I go home, the land is lower. The land has shifted. Everything looks different. The it changes over time.
Yeah.
Now, what we have decided, men and women of God, in the evolution, we have to maintain respect and modesty as men of God. And we know that it could get outrageous because when that saying came, when people start saying it don't take all that, it created a door that allowed different things. Oh, well, it's not a sin, so we can do this. It's not a this. But I want to just say this. It may not, and I always teach this because you have to understand that a person that's on heavy drugs started off with a little bit. You know, it's the word of God said a little leaven is a whole lump. In other words, all it takes is a little bit. Now, I'm not judging. I'm just saying we have to bring this thing under submission through the power of God. It has to be a standard. It has to be a line. It has to be. You can't just say everything goes. You can't. If it ain't a sin, go ahead. Because some things are gateways into sin.
Come on.
Once you begin to allow that, watch this. You may tell a person that is doing it, it's all right. You know, it ain't a sin. You go ahead and do that. But the next person that takes that on probably can't handle that. You got one woman that'll wear a form-fitting dress. She'll put a shawl over herself, or she'll wear a shawl. But you got another woman say, well, I can wear the same dress. She might not put a shawl. She may not consider her brothers when she comes to church. And I'm just saying, you know, we can't. I know what I can wear. Let's talk about knowledge. Now, I know what
come
I can
on.
Wear. And I know what I don't need to wear. Come on. Now I can wear it all. I'm trying to help somebody. I can wear it all. Look good in it all. But it's some things that I can wear. But y'all know I always say there's some things I can do without. I know I can. You know, people say, well, we can drink a little wine. But it's some folks that can't handle a little wine.
That's it.
I will help somebody. We has to be, like she said, like a minister earlier, help us one to another. So if I can watch what I wear and it'll keep my brother, come on, from lusting, or it'll keep
him from,
oh my God, I'm trying to help somebody. But we don't like to hear this kind of stuff. But royal priesthood. He said we are peculiar people. He gave us a standard of living. And we have to live up to it. The Bible says modesty.
There.
He didn't tell us we had to not wear this and not wear that. He said modesty. In other words, I'm not going to, it's like if I do prison ministry. The prison not going to let me walk in there with all my thighs out and my breasts out.
Come on. You can't
men.
Even go
Why?
Up in there sleeveless.
Come on. Because they have standards because they don't want to cause a riot. Come on. What I'm saying is if you go in Taco Bell and you say you want to work for Taco Bell, you got to wear a uniform. Will you
come
go,
on now.
Oh, I'm going to help somebody.
Come on.
But for
help
some
us.
Reason,
help. Help.
When we give our life to Christ, now it's like anything goes. Come on. I'm just
come
saying.
On.
I didn't tell you not to look good. I know somebody say, oh, she's talking about we can't wear pants. No,
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I don't, if, oh my God. On Sunday, I don't need to see skinny jeans. Come on, with a short shirt. Oh my God.
Come
oh
on, help us.
In the sanctuary, we should walk in the house. Like some people say, well, people need to come as they are, and you don't need to. Okay, first of all, when you know better, you do better.
Come on.
When you know better,
come
you do
on.
Better. I was raised in church, and when look, people came in and got saved. Yes, for a couple of months, it took them a minute to change up how they dressed if their clothes were too tight. Come on.
That's right.
See, we want to say all of this stuff, but as soon as your husband started looking at that woman in her behind and her,
woo!
The first thing you want to call her is a whore. Oh, she a whore
come
mother
on.
And she a whore.
Come on.
No,
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 but
we,
it don't take
the,
all that.
Uh-huh. But the Bible said for the older women to teach the younger women. My
come
grandmother
on.
Taught
come
you
on.
What she
come
taught
on.
You what a girdle was. She taught you what pantyhose was. Even though we don't do pantyhose no more. I'm just saying. The older women were, he said, to teach the younger women.
True.
I've been in churches. True. I walk in churches and I see women shouting and skirts so tight you could. It, my dad would say you might as well be naked. They just go just shouting, just that and the other. And I'm what I'm saying is, women of God, you know your body. You know
yes.
what you feel. What I'm saying for 2 hours. For 2 hours, I was just telling my mama this on the way back from Atlanta. For 2 hours, can you dress modest? For 2 hours, can you say, I'm walking into the house of God and I don't want my body on display? For 2 hours,
come on.
Can you walk in here and say, I'm here, amen, to experience the Spirit of God and not folks looking at me? Come on. And not my behind protrude, my breast hanging out for 2 hours. I'm just saying.
2 hours.
Can we have some respect for the house of God? But now I call me so tight. I told my mom one time, I say, I get, sometimes I'm self-conscious. I don't realize I'm doing. But she raised me. She say, now that's too tight. She'll tell me, now that skirt too short. Why? Because I'm going to sit down and see. But we say, why it got to be like that? It got to be like that because I am my brother's keeper. Come
yes.
on. I am my sister's keeper. Come on. Hallelujah. We used to take a little lace and cut, if our shirt fall too low, we used to take a little lace and put it up, put it, and stitch it in there. My God. I'm just saying. Now, hey, I know this is it don't take all that generation. I get it. But, and we didn't got to a time now where the men's suits didn't got so tight. Men's
oh
suits so
God.
Tight. Come on. I mean, the suit is so tight and you that so short. I'm just saying. I'm just
no,
saying, Lord have
nothing,
mercy.
Nothing left
shirt
to the
so
imagination.
Tight. Shirt so tight and it pop. You got it open like you headed to the club, but you headed to, it's open, all your chest showing, your tattoos. I'm not, hey, I'm just saying for 2 hours for the house of God, can you just put on something decent? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
But,
Yolanda Adams wear tight clothes. Yolanda, go ahead, woman of God, I got to check something.
Many, as you say, use that come as you are. You know, God knows my heart. That's what, yeah, he does know your heart. But you should never leave the same way you came. And for those 2 hours, there should be a transformation in your mind, your heart, your spirit. Then when you step back out of that church, your heart should be convicted. It should be convicted. God has been good to me. I want to reverence God. I want to honor him. I want to praise him. How do we honor praise? We honor praise in our behavior, our speech, our character, our integrity, and then just integrity, period.
Come on.
As a woman, if you dress in where there's no imagination and you want respect, you just killed your respect. You just killed your respect right there. Because I mean, that's what you're dealing with. Some men look at how you dress, and they automatically put you in a category. You may not be that person. And they say, well, you know, I'm not ashamed of my sexuality. I'm not ashamed of this. I'm not ashamed of that. Okay, that's fine. But then, you know, if somebody approaches you wrong, then your feelings hurt.
And then another thing too, I want to just grab that piece of information you just said about sexuality. Okay, it's a time and a place for all things.
Come on, teach.
You know, we want to come to church and push agendas and all this kind of stuff. But listen, it's time and a place for all things. It is. You know, why am I going to come to church with all my stuff hanging out just so I can tell people I'm confident? I'm not there to let people know I'm confident. I'm there to get a word. I'm there to get a text from the Lord. I'm there to get, come on, amen. We got to really, really get. We got to get our minds right. What are our motives for doing stuff?
Come on.
What's our motive? I heard a man say the most beautiful thing is a woman covered up. And you think, a lot of women think that men are sitting around, that they going to wife a woman that don't like it, you know, that got everything on display. It's a lot of men that say they'll look at them. And let me just fill you in, women. They say they'll look at you. They'll flirt with you. Some of them even say, hey, if they give me a chance to have sex with my wife, but I wouldn't bring them home to my mama.
No.
I wouldn't
tell
marry them.
You
I wouldn't
dinner.
Want to have kids with them.
Yeah, they'll feed you. Sure.
And I'm not saying don't be attractive. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about too much.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about tonight. Okay, yeah, let's. I wanted to share another announcement. I'm good with these announcements. Listen, I have to chew a piece of candy. Now, I got an announcement because God has blessed us. We talked about last week, finances, 501c3. God blessed us with that 501c3. And I want to talk about the SAH Tuesdays. Now, that's a support group. That's a support group we talked about last week, too, but I talk about it on every show. Come on. Amen. This on Tuesdays at our location, we have a support group where you can come and talk. Then we have on one of those Tuesdays we have art. I think this month we are painting bottles. It's gonna be awesome. We have also a talent night. We got some stuff happening. Our registered nurse will be speaking to the people this Tuesday. She will be sharing a little bit about herself and some other things that she would like to talk about. And hopefully Mr. Owens can be on there and experience that. But if you are HIV positive, you have a family member that's HIV positive, and you just want to be around some folks that's positive and, you know, learn how to love your loved one. But that's the stipulation. You got to have, if you're not positive, you have to have a relative that's positive to be a part of the group. You can't just be like, I want to paint. No. This is for people who are positive, people who are dealing with this illness. We pray to God for healing. Amen. But in the meantime and in between time, we're going to support, love, amen, feed, hallelujah, and present therapeutic opportunities for people who are living with HIV/AIDS. All right?
Amen. Amen.
For our Lord, yes. And,
that's
the
awesome.
The number to call, if you would like to be a part of it, the number to call is 713-340-9163, because we also have an online support group where you will be, you know, on the video call, to where you don't, if you scared to come out, you know, we got a lot of things happening. COVID, monkeypox, you know, a lot of people thought that wasn't real, but that's real. That's real. I've seen the pictures, and I know that they have a vaccine now for that. So if you want more information on that, we give you information on the vaccine for that. But we just want to invite you out to be a part. I'm excited about what I'm doing with the Ryan White Council, trying to get on that council, but taking classes to know more about people who are positive, people who are dealing with any type of illness. You want to know how to interact with people without offending them, you know? You want to know how to help people through one of the hardest times in their lives. You got to have wisdom. Come on. I mean, you got to have wisdom.
Amen.
I know a lot of people like to come out of a bag on people. Come on. We ain't got time for that. You got to learn how to love. You want to minister for real?
Come on.
You got to learn how to love. And then you got to get educated. You got to get educated so you know what people
Lord.
Going through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, again, if you want to be a part of that group, that's 713-340-9163. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We've had a wonderful show tonight. This has been, beautiful. Even just to talk about, have a conversation that a lot of people won't have, like attire. We will not
True.
Talk about church attire because we don't want to offend people. But the thing is, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just trying to share. I'm just trying to sometimes while we on this thing about not offending people, how offended would you be if I'm standing with you in the line and God says, you know, and they say, well, this and this, you can't come in, and I'm standing there and I knew to tell you that I knew it, but I didn't tell you. Come on, as a pastor, as a leader, as an apostle, and I don't give you the information that you need to make it into heaven. Come on.
Come on.
I withheld it. Then I'm going to hell, and you're going to hell, too. Come on.
Yeah, well, you'll be together.
Yeah, right? So I'm going to tell you the truth. We are our brother's keeper. We have to be mindful of our attire. Sexual perversion is wreaking havoc on families, on marriages, on children, come on. And that's one thing. People think it's guns or something, but sexual perversion is under such a cloak that it has crept in houses. Your children are dealing with it. They deal with urges they can't understand. They're touching. Come on. I'm going to have to say that for another show. But
it's a whole new conversation, Apostle.
Yeah. But I believe in revealing the enemy. And people will tell you, I will talk about anything that God gives me to talk about, I'm talking about it. Because we need to be free. We need to be free. He says, the Son made free. It's free
indeed.
And I want you free. Hallelujah. Okay, Minister Owens, you got any closing remarks?
I just thank God. I look forward to Monday night. I encourage people, you know, to call in. You know, we're like you say, you know, so much to talk about, never short of a subject. But like you said, just want to be free, just want to encourage people, want to say something. Just that one spoken word, you may never know, encourages somebody's heart. You never know where a person is, but that one word can save somebody. And we are in the soul-saving business. Yes, we're in the soul-saving business because we're commissioned. We are commissioned into the army of the Lord. And I don't want to mess up my commission by just missing what God has laid out or what God has commanded or something that God has, you know, given us to tell you. We approach you with all the love in the world. And, you know, we just want you to be free, want you to be saved, and want you to experience the joy of the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Lord, I just thank you tonight. I thank you for the opportunity of a podcast. I thank you, Father God, for leading and guiding this conversation tonight, Father God. We pray that it was of a sweet smell and savor to you. Glory to God that it brings honor to your kingdom. And that someone that's listening says, you know, that's for me. That's what I need to apply to my life. Lord, we ask as well, Father God, if somebody's listening saying, I need to be saved. I want to be free from drugs, alcohol, promiscuity, whatever it is. Lord, that let them know, Father God, that you have all power in the palm of your hand. All they got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes.
And it will make them free. Receive Jesus Christ into their heart.
Hallelujah.
As the Lord and Savior, glory to God. And confessing that he died on the cross of their sin, that they may have a right to the tree of life, that he rose on the third day as a representation of the old man dying and the new man rising up.
Yes.
And Lord,
we
thank you for that soul tonight. Now,
thank
Lord, lead them to a Bible-based church that's telling them, amen, the truth, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And we thank you for it.
Yes.
We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. God bless you all. We love you, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.denisejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
My God,